Good afternoon and welcome back to the programme. You've got some things that are happening within art and culture and you'd like to share with us. Anything that's happening over the summer, then why not let us know? Well, we're going to now have a chat with Rachel Brown of The Jam Jar. They've got some fantastic workshops coming up. They're always busy there during the summer as well, and a wonderful opportunity to get down, get your hands dirty if you want to paint some canvases and also get involved, as I said, in some of the workshops. So, Rachel, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Hello.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. We've just had some young artists leave the Jam Jar this morning.
Oh, really?
After our workshop, so the place is now calming down.
Paint everywhere, I'm sure.
Yep.
So tell us, the Jam Jar is open, isn't it? And tell us a little bit about the various different things that you're going to be having there over the summer.
Yes, we're open throughout the summer. We will have Ramadans that chime in that apply, but in actual fact, we'll be open later than usual till 9 o'clock to allow people to kind of come after they've had iftar and kind of share some time with family and friends and get messy with paint, really. So the Jam Jar Studio, we're here with our do-it-yourself concept where people will be able to come down and get a canvas package and paint. Whether, you know, they want some quiet time on their own, stress relieving, or come down with a group of family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have our summer workshops, which this year are called Art Matters, for children aged between 6 to 9 years and 10 to 14. We've got two programs running parallel between the 25th of June, so some have started, until the 19th of July. So people are still able to sign up and come down, and they're led by artists. They're lovely groups of around 10 to 15 children, so you really get some one-on-one experience with the artist.
Mm.
And varying from different things. It's not just painting on canvas. There's also clay, drawing, screen printing. They're going to be doing things with graffiti art, with comics, as well as kind of looking at more traditional drawing techniques and painting techniques, which we intend for those students over the course of the summer to actually build a portfolio. So it's kind of like taking that real artist approach to that younger generation of artists to start building up a portfolio of artwork.
It sounds fantastic and really wonderful. I mean, as I said, a lot of people have left already. The school's finished probably in about another few weeks. So it's good to know that there are lots of things happening in Dubai for children. You said 6 to 9, 10 to 14. And how enjoyable to go down there and learn all these various different skills in the workshops. And so what else is happening down there? I know you've got something else. Is it the BU?
Build. Yeah, we're working with some people from the local community.
Yeah.
A company called Custard, who have Custard Cares, which is the CSR wing of the company, and also a local DJ called DJ Lobito. They're launching this project called Build, which is very much about building within the community. And their first project, the first event that we're going to be holding with them is a bebop event on the 13th of July, and it's a fundraiser, and it's going to be funding to build a community center on the Gaza Strip in Palestine, where there's a big bebop community that James, the DJ, has been involved in.
Mm.
So we're going to kind of have an evening event to kind of showcase some of the local beboppers and their support, and raising some funds to actually then help support, get this community building built, which has, unfortunately, the space that they normally get together in the community and do this activity is no longer there for them anymore. So it's actually kind of, it's a great initiative. It's centered in the arts, and it's about kind of very much the thing that, you know, we're involved in, which is the community. So from a local perspective as well as regional.
Yeah. It sounds fantastic. And when's that happening, did you say, Rachel?
That's Friday the 13th of July.
Right.
And that will be from 6 o'clock onwards here in the Jam Jar.
And anyone can go down and help out and join in.
Yeah, it's a free event, and we encourage everybody to come down and enjoy the activities.
And let's give out a website, actually, for straight away, Rachel, if you can, for listeners who want to find out more about the workshops and, of course, this event on the 13th as well.
Yes, our website is www.thejamjardubai.com. Our telephone number is 04-341-7303. And you can also follow us on Facebook with The Jam Jar Dubai.
Fantastic. Now, I know we've spoken about the events that and the workshops for children, but are you still open for adults if any adults want to go down there and have a go?
Yeah, so like I said, our studio is open. We're here till 8 o'clock. We are closed on a Sunday, but the rest of the time we're open until 8 o'clock. And like I said, during Ramadan, we're going to be having extended hours to 9 o'clock. And of course, our painting packages are tailored towards children, towards adults. If you're a first-time painter, if you consider yourself an amateur or you're a professional artist, the space is a very flexible and free space where we want people to come down, grab a canvas, get some paint, put an apron on, you know, get messy, get creative, have fun, you know, put music on the sound system, grab a cup of coffee, and it's really, you know, a fun place and hopefully an energizing place for people to come.
Definitely.
During the summer months. Cool.
I would vouch for that. It's great fun. If you've never had a go, just get your hands in the paint, get on the canvas. It's really good fun. Rachel, it's always wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing all that information with us this afternoon, and all the best to you. Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks. Nice to speak to you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
That was Rachel Brown there joining us live from the Jam Jar. Once again, the website, if you'd like to find out more about the workshops that Rachel had been talking to us about, they're called Art Matters. They're from ages 6 to 9 and then 10 to 14. The website is www.thejamjardubai.com. And then, of course, there was the other event on the 13th of July, which is called Build. Well, it's time for us to take another very quick break. And when we come back, there's more talk all about art. Do stay with the programme.